At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Nebco and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at Nebco.
Nebco!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NebcoInc.com. Also, Anderson Ford, 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill, sponsors of Hour 3. I got a text from Bolt yesterday from Nebco. He's Stephen DeSmith, but he's friends with Nebco.
Hold on,
Bolt. Yeah. Dave Teeple from Pender. He drives by the, the
him
truck.
Him and Gavin were the two defensive ends.
What's his connection to Nebco?
Well, Stevens and Smith Construction, they're friends. But I got invited to play in a golf tournament outing with them. I can't play.
With Corey, right?
They said no excuses. I said, well, I have an excuse. I can't play. I have something going on that day.
Like what?
I have an event going on that day.
An event? Is it with Blur Parties?
It is, well, that's CWS time. Yeah, okay. That is the event, yes.
Blur Party.
Yeah, Katrinka will be there.
Jake
but,
is
like, and I feel bad because I've turned down golf a lot this year. I don't like to do that.
You're an adult now, Jake. You have a child.
I kind of feel like for the first time at age 34, 35, I'm actually an adult because I've had to turn down golf way more than I've liked to. I don't play hardly at all anymore, just the one time a week, essentially.
Ooh, thank you Jake's for revealing something about yourself.
I pretty much play my Monday Night League, and that's really it. Which is, it's a little
sad. But you're doing tennis, though, too.
Nick's playing seven times a week, and I play my one.
Yes. Oh, there's some of the issue right there. Nick gets to play, and you don't.
Yeah.
So it gets heated in here.
It does. You can tell.
It does. I felt
it. I was 25 once. I did play golf a lot at age 25. I have to remember that. 10 years older than him.
This has almost turned into therapy.
Yes, it has.
Please remind yourself that you did have a run.
I had a great time. I had a great run.
Yes.
But I don't think I can play that golf tournament, Bolt and Corey.
Oh.
I will give you official response on that, but it doesn't look great.
And why can I not play?
Because
you don't have clubs.
I don't have
clubs. Lawrence.
Because
Lawrence
one person, that's
shipped
one.
Shipped his clubs off to his beach house in North Carolina.
And it's a more than $1 million beach house.
I don't think there's a beach. Is there a beach house anywhere that's not?
Okay, so what raises the obvious question is why doesn't he just buy clubs to put in his beach house and let you have the other ones?
You would think.
Lauren.
You keep them local. Wouldn't you think keep them local
rocket
clubs?
Rocket science.
Yeah. You think. I wonder if they have the sand problems going out there with
Good
Hayman.
Question.
What if they have that? We have just sand blowers.
Yeah. Four of them.
Randy's going to tighten things up out there.
Now,
hire Randy to come out. Why would you not have him come out and just look it over me like going, guys, we can stop this? Because if I'm sitting there watching Netflix and I'm getting hit in the face with sand in my living room, that's gonna bother me.
The sound
I'm
be like, the of sound, blowers is nonstop.
Nonstop, just 9 o'clock at night, just wah!
If you come home from a 4-day trip and your garage is
filled with sand.
There's
a drift, you can't pull your car in. Hang on, I gotta scoop the sand out of here. And there's gonna be wind in Nebraska. You don't give me maybe it won't be windy this year.
No,
the wind's gonna howl.
I wonder what Frosty did. He had a place out there.
What do you have in the sand
Frosty
situation?
Hit him on the phone.
Frosty.
We should talk about Sandy Point. Nothing else, but just your
house.
No other questions.
No questions of any sort.
The sand problem in the garage is at Sandy Point.
We won't bring up the golf simulator or anything like that.
Nothing. All house related.
Yes.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Saw this yesterday that the ACC now supports the Big Ten.
Why is this?
On the 2014 playoff.
Oh, my God.
So that'd be Big 12, Big Ten, ACC in on 24 teams. SEC, of course, right now is the one pushing back. Will they give in to the other
The funny
teams?
Thing is about when it was that made that statement, then they interviewed Mario Cristobal, who played that. And he's like,
I saw that.
He's like, hell no.
Yeah.
We don't want that. I don't want any expansion. I want 12.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the guy that played the national championship game for the, it almost took the ACC to the brink of greatness. And no, I want nothing.
Which is funny. You're right, because it says the ACC's coaches and ADs voted unanimously.
Yes.
To support it, but I did see that. Yeah, Chris Ball's like, I don't want
okay.
that. Hang on a second now.
We got to get to the
it's at
why.
The spring meetings.
Always try, Jake, always try to get to the
who,
why.
Who, when, where,
the
why?
Tell us the why, Sip.
Well, your mark addresses it.
That's in the Big 12 commissioner.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Big 12 commissioner Brett Yormark. Second paragraph of the On3 story.
Hut.
We like 24. We want 24. Yormark told On3. So this is in Florida at the
spring meetings.
Yeah. There are too many teams getting left out, and 24 teams provides the type of access that is warranted. This is the Big 12 commissioner. That being said, we need to do the work around the economics around a 24-team format and make sure we addressed any unintended consequences. Phillips, Jim, ACC. When you're leaving, this is Phillips. When you're leaving national championship contending teams out of the playoff, you don't have the right number. We lived through it. We suffered through it with Florida State when the field was 4. Mm-hmm. I know other schools have suffered for it. Notre Dame was a CFP, college football playoff, worthy team last year, and you saw what happened to the last team that got invited with Miami, the last team that got invited. Okay, so they provided the why. Thank you. It's inclusion and making sure good teams don't get left out. Your thoughts?
Well, the first thing it starts 16. Off with is okay, then what's wrong with 14 and two byes or 16?
Right.
Not 20. That you're telling me that maybe the team 23? The no. other thing is, which
what
was,
team 23? What? Finish your thought.
What's team 23 can win it all?
You're saying no.
That would be a lot.
Right.
I mean, that would be
I agree
a lot.
With you.
Yeah. Unless the only way there'd be a caveat would be major injuries to that team during the season, and now they're all back and healthy.
Yeah. That, usually doesn't happen. Though,
so it doesn't happen like that. It doesn't go on. The next part of it is, how about this one? Just make it. The NCAA tournament is very clear basketball. It is not the best 64 or 68. It's not whatsoever. That is not their goal to put the best. They try to get the best 32 in mm-hmm. is what they do with the at-large bids.
Okay.
That's their plan.
Good point.
Just real simple. Think about it this year. This year, Notre Dame would have been in and Texas would have been in. Just don't have JMU and Tulane in there.
But that goes back to the idea of inclusion. So what do you do with the group of 6?
Well, that one group that we'd haven't really hit on this from, this is about, a week ago when that giant group of Saban got together, the Saban, Tebow's, all these, they had a big proposal. Their proposal was group of 6, you guys have your own tournament.
And then?
And then you have then you have the playoffs, which would be, once again, you're easily staying at 12 to 16 because you don't have those two teams eating up those spots.
So the group of 6 would play its own championship.
Yeah.
That's called exclusion.
It'd be inclusion to your own championship. Because, I mean, what do you...
I'm characterizing that as exclusion. We are excluding you from the real championship tournament. Right. You play your own little thing over there, and maybe somebody will pay attention. But,
hold it. So that's not what FCS is. They're not an exclusion tournament.
No, but that's a whole different division.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying. It'd be a different division. I like that idea better because I would love to watch.
I don't.
I would like to. So you'd rather see... You'd like to see... Boise and
hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind.
Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
So you were pumped for JMU.
No, listen.
I understand the inclusion part. Right. I do.
And it gets back to I'm more of a purist, and I don't like the idea. I like the idea of college football having like a team like Bowling Green maybe be able to rise up. Oh, God, look at Bowling Green. They're really good. Like, they can beat people. Like when P.J. Fleck was at Western Michigan. Oh, damn. They're in a major bowl. They look pretty good. They have a big receiver out there. Look at him.
Corey Davis.
Yeah.
Stud.
Yeah.
What? Top 10
pick. I don't want that part of college football to go away.
I don't love the division. I don't love it. But if you just went to 16, what he's talking about is over. Even if you kept the inclusion part of two teams. But if it was one, if it's 16, you had three more. I have a hard time. Like this year, there was legit. You get this is the one year you could say, you know what? Bedamned. I think that Texas and Notre Dame probably could have potentially made a run and were good enough. That's the only two teams that there are.
Yeah.
So
I mean, even Texas Tech wasn't.
I mean, no,
they weren't much of a threat.
No, Texas Tech would have gotten crushed by Notre Dame and by Texas.
Okay.
But they won their way in.
So let's summarize your thought. Okay. 24 is unappealing to you because the lowest teams, you know, the last few in are not really, they're not. They don't have much of a chance.
Well, they're barely ranked to begin with.
Much of a chance to advance to the final. I got you. Waters down the field.
16's playable, but 24's not.
I would say.
That's where you stand.
We can live with 16.
I 100% on board with. I said it right away. I go, I want 16. I wouldn't have mind the. I do cringe at 1 versus 16 in a bowl game or in a playoff game. Right. That's like there's going to be a lot of like.
Would that be in under the current scenario we're looking at?
Look at the rank.
It'd be Texas versus, I don't know, who'd be in the 16 range?
BYU? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't sound that bad right now to me. But
hold it. If that was the matchup, yes. But if there's going to be inclusion in two teams, you're still going to get one. They're going to get number. Last time it was Oregon JMU.
Right.
Just imagine when if it's one this year, it's Indiana against JMU.
JMU has no shot.
I mean, are you that excited about inclusion? But knowing that you have no chance,
that's a fair question.
So if I look at last year's final rankings and I get to 16 teams, but knowing that you got to have two included teams, and that'd be Tulane and JMU, who, by the way, finished at 18th, 19th in the polls, so it's not terrible in terms of the ranking. That means Vanderbilt and Virginia are the first teams out. They're not making the tournament. Yeah. But Oklahoma, Texas are in. Notre Dame and BYU would be added to the field. With Tulane and James Madison still in it.
Yeah.
Imagine if you just took those two out and you add in those teams we just talked about.
Yeah.
And then it's real. But then now, the 1 versus 16 doesn't freak me out. But when the one team is the champion of the MAC, that I don't like. I don't like that because
we have a fundamental disagreement.
Because you're already in the Sweet 16. I don't mind it when it's the first game of the NCAA tournament. In the first game's game, we won by 40. Okay, whatever. You kind of earned that right of having that easy game, and now it starts to get real. Well, you're already in the Sweet 16. There should be no games in the Sweet 16. You go, man, that's a layup.
Yeah. That's an issue. The other side of it is what I said. Making college football a world where the group of six just gets tossed aside and say, you play your own little thing. Now, I don't know if there's a world that exists that you could say group of six, play your own championship, and that champion can join our bigger championship.
Wouldn't be a bad deal.
I don't know if you could do it time-wise.
I'll tell you one thing. Time-wise, probably doesn't work out. But if all of a sudden there's a group of six – 18 playoff. to get in.
Yeah,
that's cool to see.
Okay, like, I mean, okay, I don't know if that's I don't know if it's feasible.
I don't think.
But
think
that's fun to envision.
But that's
though.
Fun to envision.
Yeah, I like that.
But here's the issue: it's the same thing with the NCAA basketball about the fans. There's, I'm gonna say right now, you're looking at maybe 2% of the fans want 24. The other 98 yeah. don't want it.
Because you can't travel to each game. There's no way.
Yeah, more games in the equation. Yeah. It's already expensive as hell.
No one wants it, but we're going to get it. No one wants 76 teams in the NCAA tournament. No one wanted
it. Just ramming it down our throats.
Just like, nope, we're taking it. And it is true. Some people are going, well, you know, I'll save jobs. I'm telling you right now, if Alabama gets in as the 23rd seed like that, they're probably getting fired.
Ooh.
Georgia, like that. All of a sudden, they're in the hot seat.
Hold on now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're 8-4?
Yeah, you don't... You don't. You go 8-4, and you're the 23rd.
If you're 8-4 at Georgia, yeah. It's trouble.
It's trouble. Yeah, it's like you get the just go two and just go twice in a row and be 24th. And I mean the playoffs. Not a lot of places are going. That is not flying.
Not
with
now.
Us.
Wait a second. A lot of places.
A lot of 12 places. No, you can name them. Notre Dame. That ain't flying at Notre Dame after a couple of years of being like going in the tournament.
I don't think so.
SEC has several teams. Think that would fly at Texas?
Would it fly at Tennessee?
Not really. I don't think it would. Not when it goes to 24.
Close.
Right now, being that kind of that Texas flex of we should have been in. That's pretty good.
I think
now you get in at 22. It's like okay, we got in, but we're 22.
8-4 seated 22nd at Ole Miss. You're all right, aren't you?
Pretty good. I think you're like, man, we're all right.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a difference. We're all right.
We have a situation to address. Now, I'm glad this is brought up on the YouTube chat. From C. Kerp says this. Hang on a second. Sip is the biggest blue blood homer to ever exist. Yeah. Now he's advocating for the little guys.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean,
what is this? Is this strange?
No, I am a.
We have a situation.
No, we don't. Because two things can be true at once. I am 100% a blue blood advocate, but I also, I'm a college football purist. And I don't like the idea of disassociating. Yeah, the group of six. I like when Ohio State plays a game against Bowling Green. I don't.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
In week two?
I mean, it's good for Bowling Green. No, it's good for those schools. I don't want those schools to not have those opportunities to go play Tennessee. You know, I don't want. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like.
You just want them to lose the game, though.
No.
Lose the game significantly.
You want them to lose because you're a blue blood guy.
A lot of injuries.
But I want the opportunity.
And you want
but
this
I don't
is not
think
true.
That, I don't think those opportunities should be taken away. The college football, I liked it when Nebraska would play UCF back in the day. UCF, that's cool for UCF. They get to play. They get to come to Lincoln and play. That's a big deal
This would
them.
Be one. I just think that Hal Anderson and Mossman would just –
tear me apart.
I think you get torn. I don't think so.
I don't think they would tear me apart.
I think they'd go back with like, interesting. 4 years ago on November, you said that there'd be a lot.
I don't think they'd find anything.
I don't think they'd find anything.
No.
You are a blue
blood.
I
invite Hal to dig away.
Hey. Be careful what you wish for.
You want to dig into your personal life too.
I prefer that not happen.
Just off my takes, please.
I mean, I'm sort of an open book, but I don't know. Anyway.
Hold it right now. Give me your number.
16.
Number.
16.
16.
Well, we're united on 16. Yeah. I don't want to go over 16. 12's fine.
But
16
is good. I like
if you go from 12 to 24, that's insane.
Yeah.
That like, first of all, the two years of 12, it's been really good.
I know.
It's been. Don't tell me it's been bad.
No, I'm not. I like 12. Good. I like 12. I don't. If it goes higher than 16.
I mean, last year Miami went to A&M. One mm-hmm. played Ohio State. Yeah. One beat Ole Miss
in an epic game,
and then had a chance. I mean, that was incredible.
And almost beat Indiana.
Yeah,
right there at the end.
Almost beat Indiana.
They had the ball, the chance to go win the game.
And yeah. When remember the gauntlet that Ohio State went through when it won in 2024.
Yes. Oh. Tennessee at home.
Yeah,
at Oregon in the Rose Bowl.
Notre Dame,
and yeah, so yeah, real.
When we come back, a look at the final series of the year for Nebraska baseball starting today. Next, an early break of the ticket.